From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A federal judge in California handed a victory to Planned Parenthood today in a ruling against a U.S. ban on a certain abortion procedure. The Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act was signed by President Bush last November. In San Francisco, U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton ruled that law infringes on a woman's constitutional right to choose. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has been following this story and joins us now. Richard, this was a limited ruling from the judge in California today. It does not completely strike down the law. Can you explain what she did?
After the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act went into effect last year, abortion rights supporters filed suit to challenge the law. And they did so in three different locations around the country, in New York City, Lincoln, Nebraska, and San Francisco. Trials were held in all three locations, and federal judge Phyllis Hamilton is the first to issue her ruling. Judge Hamilton's ruling, as you said, is limited in one sense because it applies to the doctors who provide abortion services for Planned Parenthood, as well as doctors to whom the group makes referrals. The ruling also prohibits the city of San Francisco and its medical facilities from enforcing the ban. So this is not a comprehensive nationwide injunction. However, it is a significant victory for supporters of abortion rights.
Before we get into the details of Judge Hamilton's ruling, remind us of what the arguments are on both sides of this issue.
Well, this is the debate over what proponents call partial birth abortion. Now, doctors don't use that term. What proponents here are targeting is a procedure called intact dilation and extraction. And it's a very rare procedure performed only after the first trimester. Usually it's done when the fetus is in a breech position, the fetus is alive, and as they deliver the body, doctors crush the fetus's head. During the trial, attorneys argued whether this procedure is necessary to protect a woman's health or whether it causes unnecessary pain to the fetus. Lawyers for the Justice Department argued that the ban would affect only about 2,200 second trimester abortions per year. Opponents of the ban countered with their estimate that as many as 130,000 abortions involving this procedure could be affected.
Richard, you mentioned several jurisdictions where this law is being challenged. What are these challenges based on?
Well, primarily attorneys for Planned Parenthood, the group that challenged the law in the San Francisco trial, argued that the ban was too broad, that it would prohibit abortions as early as 12 to 15 weeks in pregnancy. They also argued that the law is too vague because it did not properly notify doctors about when and under what circumstances the procedure might be allowed or would be considered criminal. And finally, they said that the law did not contain any exception to the safeguard to safeguard the health of a woman. Judge Hamilton, in her ruling, she sided with the opponents of the law. She said that the partial birth abortion ban, quote, poses an undue burden on a woman's right to choose an abortion.
And what are the ramifications of Judge Hamilton's ruling?
Well, you can bet that this will be appealed, and we are also awaiting rulings in the New York and the Nebraska trials. Judges in those trials have yet to hear closing arguments, and that's expected to happen later this month. There is a possibility that we will get contradictory rulings, and in any case, these challenges and the appeals will eventually wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Richard, thanks very much.
Thank you.